You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Most people experience anxiety now and then, feeling anxious because you have to give a speech. That's one of my biggest fears. Worried about a job interview, or nervous that, you know what, I didn't do so well on that test that I took last week. Now, having sleepless nights, nervousness, or an upset stomach may not be great for you, and your next day is completely upset. But it's not that frequent, and it's short term, and it doesn't really create a problem. But you know what? When things are feeling like it's unrelenting, overwhelming, and that anxiety can become such a serious issue, you know what? That will help other problems, especially causing mental illness. And then the fear and worry can be constant and crippling and even cause panic attacks. It can literally freeze you in your tracks. Now, we have some phobias too. You know, that's out there. A lot of people have phobias such as fear of heights or spiders, and that can cause extreme behaviors and fears. And I find in my practice, I treat a lot of people for social anxiety. That's when you have an overwhelming self-consciousness and you worry about what you're doing or you're saying or what other people are saying and thinking about you. And that can often result in self-isolating behavior. Now, it's really interesting to me that in the day of the technology connectedness, you know, that social anxiety seems to be on the rise. Perhaps people hiding behind their electronic devices bring out the worst in someone, and I'm talking about social bullies. Or for others, it may bring out the debilitating anxieties because they're getting bullied, or they just have anxiety of even connecting and engaging with people. Now, science have shown with certain anxiety disorders that you actually have certain types of brain structure changes. Now, your brain actually changes, and that will affect future behaviors as well as future intense emotions. So, and some of these anxiety disorders actually run in families. So you've got to look at, gosh, if my grandmother had it, then you know what, you might be also why you might have some of the low-grade anxiety you're experiencing now. So today on Nature Secrets, I'm going to review some of my favorite natural strategies to reduce anxiety or even completely eliminate it. The first thing that I always talk about is your lifestyle. We've got to keep your blood sugar steady. If you skip meals, that can be a big reason why you have general anxiety. When you've got low blood sugar, then what that does is it triggers a variety of chemical releases in the body. Cortisol, for one, which is a stress hormone. Adrenaline, which is a catecholamine. This is a brain chemical that actually increases your ability to rebalance the lower blood sugar. But when you've got cortisol and adrenaline, what does that combine give you? Anxiety, low-grade anxiety, and sometimes it can be severe to the point where you've seen young children, if they haven't had a meal, they will go into a major tantrum and cry a lot and get very, very upset, will not be able to talk until you get some food in them. On top of that, it can even affect, if you don't have a good healthy blood sugar level throughout the day, and that's with how? By eating 3 meals a day plus a snack, and each meal you want to put some form of protein. Whether it's animal protein or vegetable protein, you still need proteins. Now, if you're completely a vegetarian or a vegan, I highly recommend you possibly supplementing with an amino acid formula so that you can use those amino acids that make the brain chemicals. That's the reason why you've got to eat regularly, because eating regularly also allows you to absorb the amino acids necessary for you to produce those nice, relaxing brain chemicals. Now, we talked a little bit about sleep, and I'll talk to you about that in a moment, but I want to talk a little bit about exercise. How important exercise is to lower your anxiety and even depression. So exercise will help the brain cope with better stress. There was one study showed where people who got regular exercise were 25% less likely to develop an anxiety disorder or depression over the next 5 years. So go out there and go for a walk, go for a jog, walk your dog, and you know what? It's better to do it outside and do it with nature bathing so that you can get some vitamin D and start producing vitamin D, which will also help you. Now, another lifestyle thing that I want you to make sure is that you hydrate. Dehydration causes anxiety. Then I want to talk about sleep for a second. I did mention that blood sugar level will affect your sleep. It'll cause more anxiety, and it can cause you to have poor sleep so that you can't achieve that deep uninterrupted sleep that is so necessary for the very next day. And you know what? I have on Radio MD here, we actually have 5 steps to better health. There's a segment that I did, so look out and listen for that segment on how to get yourself some better sleep, or you can go to drsuzanne.com/sleep, and I've got the actual blog on it so that you can read it if you'd like to read it rather than actually listen to it. Now, let's go into some of the foods and supplements that will increase those relaxing brain chemicals, and the relaxing brain chemicals that I'm talking about is serotonin and GABA. Both of them are made from amino acids in the foods that we eat, amino acids again. And where do these amino acids come from? Protein. So the foods that we want you to have higher levels is animal protein, nuts and seeds. I really love whole grains. Of course, I talk about gluten-free whole grains like gluten-free oats. You can use the ancient grains like quinoa and amaranth. I do like brown rice as well. And all of these nuts, seeds, whole grains are really good to make serotonin, as well as GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. GABA is a brain chemical. It's actually the number one inhibitor of our brain. It relaxes our body. It keeps us in check so you're not having any anxiety or panic. But GABA, again, is produced because of glutamine. Glutamine is the amino acid that you need to take, whether it's in food. And again, food high in proteins, animal protein, vegetable proteins, as well as nuts and seeds. Those are all, and grains, healthy grains. Those are all excellent to help you manage your level. So we talked about serotonin, and what's the precursor to serotonin? Tryptophan. Tryptophan is that amino acid that gives us the feel-good hormone serotonin, and that needs, again, is from the turkey. Turkey, high levels of turkey, you know, has tryptophan. Bananas, oats, and nuts, those are all excellent for tryptophan. Remember something, even if you were to eat these foods, all right, all the nutrients, the foods that I just talked about, if you don't have enough vitamin B, such as B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, it's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and B12 and folate, then you're not going to be able to produce enough of the serotonin and GABA. So super important that you get these foods from seeds, nuts, legumes, wild-caught salmon, etc., and of course, grass-fed beef. Another food that you want is actually foods that have high levels of magnesium. And magnesium, again, seeds are excellent in that, as well as potato skins, as well as the avocados that you might be eating in your salads. All right, so there's a lot we can talk about. A couple of more when it comes to food. Omega-3s is excellent for your brain, helps you calm your brain down. Zinc you can get from pumpkin seeds. Chamomile, German chamomile, is really great to take to reduce anxiety and help you go to sleep. Remember, with all of the things that we're talking about, you want to talk to your doctor. Some of these supplements may not work well with what you've got as a health condition or some of the medications that you may be on. Always consult your practitioner about what is best for you. All right, until next time, you know, we've got so much to share here on Wellness for Life Radio. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.